How many are ready for the Word of God this morning? In Hebrews, the 11th chapter, reading just one verse, the first verse, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." My title this morning is "The Substance of Things Hoped For." This past year has been a disappointment for everybody. We went into 2020 thinking, oh, I like the sound of this, 2020, and we were thinking vision, and we were thinking grandiose things for the year. But, of course, early in the year, things took a turn for the worse, and all of us have been impacted by it. In fact, no nation in the world has been exempt from the disappointments 2020 has brought to us. But there is one thing that needs to be called out today. It's an elephant in the room. It's been here almost all year, and we need to take care and be sure that we do not carry this into the new year with us. And it is such a sense and spirit of hopelessness. So many people are feeling hopeless after this awful year. And in the natural, we have many reasons. There is a spirit of hopelessness that has lingered over our nation all year long, and we cannot allow it to settle and to be a permanent thing. I can think of no better time in the calendar year to call out this spirit of hopelessness that has choked so many people this year and put it in its place so that we can have a brighter hope in the new year. If you're in agreement with that, say something. Amen. Okay, that'll work. Story is told that many years ago, a man climbed on top of the Brooklyn Bridge and he was about to jump off. And a police officer who was just patrolling that area saw the man, rushed to him and grabbed him by the arms and pulled him back from his perch where he was planning to jump. And the man protested and said, "You don't understand how miserable I am and how hopeless my life is. Please let me go." The officer tried to talk to him, tried to talk him out of it. The officer told the man, "I'll make this proposition to you. You take 5 minutes and give me your reason why life is not worth living. And then I will take 5 minutes and give you my reasons why I think life is worth living for both you and for me. And at the end of the 10 minutes, if you still feel like jumping, I will not stop you." So the desperate man spoke for 5 minutes. Then the officer spoke for 5 minutes. And at the end of the 10 minutes, they joined hands and they both jumped off the bridge together. Now that was hopelessness, wasn't it? Now, of course, that was fiction. But if that could have ever happened, 2020 would have been the year it would have happened. So much disease and death and despair and disappointment and the hopelessness that has lingered around for a year cannot settle in the new year. The substance of things hoped for, the essence, the assurance, the confidence of things hoped for. Hope, things you are expecting and trusting for. Some of us have had our expectations lowered to an all-time level during this past year. That is not God. It's time again to raise our expectations and our hope for the new year. The definition of hope, as Webster defines it, it's a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Are we bankrupt in our spirit after this year? Is there nothing, no certain thing left in us that we expect and desire to happen? I'm saying God's people should always be the demographic in the earth with the greatest spirit of hope all the time. 2020 has been a year of disappointments, and the single greatest reason for disappointments is not having our hope in God. Many are disappointed because hope has been misplaced and some lost altogether. But when our hope is in God, it should never waver. And we should not carry any disappointments into the new year. The Bible warns in Hebrews 12:13 that when we allow disappointment to settle over a period of time, it says a root of bitterness, and it uses this word, will spring up. That word spring, imagine it. Here it is beneath the surface, perhaps avoiding radar. You may not even know it's at work internally on the inside of you, but we've suffered so much discouragement, so many disappointments, that something else now starts happening. And it will spring up all of a sudden like a volcano eruption. It'll spring up, the Bible says, and it will trouble you. The word trouble means annoy you. And believe me, it's quite an annoyance. A root of bitterness springing up, troubling and annoying you. And the writer of Hebrews says, and because of this, many have been defiled, tainted, contaminated. We can't allow the new year to begin with all of that at work in our lives, in our spirits. Now, our hope in God at the beginning of this new year will determine what we expect. And here's what I expect. I like people with brief theology like mine. Mylon Lefevre says it like this. He says, I'm no theologian, he says. My theology is simple, he says. God good, devil bad. And you know, if you at least get that right, you're on the right road. Here's what I expect. What do you expect? Don't answer it right now. You might need to think on it. But you definitely need to be able to describe what you're expecting in the new year. Here's what I expect. I expect devil bad. He's always been. I don't expect the devil to get saved this year. He's always been a bad devil. I firmly expect the devil to be bad again this year. But I so much more expect God to be good to us in this coming year. Because God good, devil bad. You can teach your three-year-old that. That'll work well for them. Now, we've suffered. The nation, the world has suffered some things this past year. But we're going to call suffering a season. And it's been a long and difficult season. But a season has a beginning and an ending. And it is only a season. And God often does His greatest work during our most painful times. God doesn't vacate the throne just because we have a bad day or a bad year. He still rules, and he's involved in the affairs of man even during our worst times. Joseph was in prison, and yet God was doing his greatest work in Joseph while he was there, preparing Joseph to rule an entire nation in the days ahead. God's chosen people, Israel, suffered 40 years wandering around in the wilderness. But even while they were doing that, God provided everything they need. Not one person starved to death during those 40 years. David had a painful day or two when his life was on the line as a boy. He was protecting sheep, and the sheep were threatened by a lion and a bear, and David risked his life to, with his bare hands, kill that lion and that bear and protect his sheep. And while David was suffering those minor things as a boy, minor, he would one day look back and say, that was a minor thing. But God was teaching him how to fight like a champion during those seasons of his life. Now, 2020 has also changed a lot that we used to be able to control. You know, are you a control freak? Sometimes it rises up in me and I just want to settle everybody's problems. But what can I control, really? Even with all that's going on in the world, all we've been through, especially this past year, what is it that I can control? And not that many things. But what I can do is this. I can let the peace of God rule in my heart and in my life. And the Bible there doesn't use a forceful verb. Not a very active word at all. Simply let. Let the peace of God. I can control that. I can control whether or not I let the peace of God rule and reign in my heart and in my life. So in the new year, I'm going to let that happen. I can control that. I have something to say about that, whether that's on or off the table. And I'm saying, in this new year, I'm going to let that happen in my life. Another thing I can control, I can choose to believe in the substance of things hoped for. That's what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance. When your hope in God is strong enough, after it's been fed enough to grow enough, your hope is almost tangible. Whether what you're hoping for is here yet or not is secondary to the main fact that it's so substantive. It's so tangible. It's already present with me because of now faith is the substance of things hoped for. I say we get our hoper working again. I'm not going to settle for another year like this one. Now, we don't know what the future holds. Brenda's granddad was famous for a prayer. He would pray it with his grace and blessing over every family meal. He would throw this line in. We do not know what this day holds, but we know who holds this day. And I'm saying my hope is so great going into the new year. We do not know what this new year will hold, but we know who holds this year. And our hope is in Him. Hope gives us overwhelming peace, even in our worst time. That's the kind of hope the world needs. Hello? The world needs it, and we, the church, have it to give. Let's start acting like it. Let's start dispensing more hope in a world that's desperate for it. Now, even in a painful season like 2020 has been, God has been at work consecrating his people, sanctifying his people, molding we, his people, and purifying us. I'll give you a good word to go into the new year. Don't you need a good word going into the new year? It's found in Joshua chapter 3 and verse 5. And then Joshua told the people, purify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do great wonders among you. I'm believing for 2021 to be the year that God does great wonders among us. After all, he's been good even this past year. God, good all year long. I expect him to be good next year and to do great wonders. But during this season that has an ending, just like it had a beginning, God is purifying us. He's changing us. He is consecrating us and preparing us for the great wonders he wants to do among us in the new year. So we have an option. We can renew our hope in God. We can declare that our great hope is in God and God alone. The other option is this: we can throw in the towel, give up, and quit, and no longer expect or hope for any good thing to happen. The Bible says, do not cast away your confidence. The Amplified Bible says, your hope and trust, because with it comes a great reward. So this is the time, at the end of a year, that we're all ready to say goodbye to this year, to raise our expectations and renew our hope in God, because with it comes a great reward, and God will not disappoint us on that. Proverbs 13 and 12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. When our hope is put off to a later time, when our hope is not present, but it is postponed to some indefinite time in the future, it doesn't take long for our heart to get sick. So we need to not postpone our hope in God any longer. Hello, I'm the only one needed it. You know, I know you know. I'm more human than you. And it's been a rough year for all of us, including me. But I believe that God has great things that are awaiting us in the new year. And part of our receiving them is expecting them, is hoping for them. Hope in God so strong that it becomes substance. Before we actually receive what we're desiring, it's almost tangible. It's substance already. And I believe we're in for a much better year. And I'm not even a prophet, but I'm sure I can be right about that one. A much better year. The Message translation says, unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick. But listen to this. But a sudden good break can turn your life around. I pray that for many of us. A sudden good break early in the new year will turn our life around. The Passion translation says, when hope's dream seems to drag on and on, the delay can be depressing. But at last, when your dream comes true, life's sweetness will satisfy your soul. I'm believing in the new year, soul satisfaction at the great wonders God does among his people. I'm anticipating, I'm expecting him to do that, and I am hopeful in this new year. Now they say, Hindsight is 2020. 2020. Hindsight is 2020. I'm no longer looking at 2020 like this. Hindsight. 2020 is in the rearview mirror. Hindsight is 2020. Foresight is 2021. We only have four more days. And we have a chance to start all over again. And the first thing we need to do is be sure that we're hopeful in God and that we're not hopeless like many have been tempted to be this past year. The Bible says, forgetting those things which are behind, Philippians 3:13, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Forgetting those things which are, but one thing that will keep you in hopelessness is if you just hold on to all of the bad things that have happened in your recent past. But forget about that. 2020 is almost in the rearview mirror. It is hindsight now. And we're glad to see that year leave us. And the bright hope we have in God for a new year, reaching forward, forgetting what's back there, reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I'll tell you how important hope is to us just before I close. Just a few verses. Listen for the word hope in these verses. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Jeremiah 29, 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Colossians 1, 27. To them God has chosen to make known the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Romans 5, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, I'm talking to a mature crowd. There are some new believers, young believers among us, but by and large, the majority of the members of this church have enjoyed years and many of us decades of a strong foundation in the faith. Now is the time when the benefits of a strong faith foundation should be paying off. We should not be hopeless like those in the world who literally have no hope. Even in our times of grieving, when our grief is legitimate, we don't grieve without hope, but we grieve with great hope always. So in 2021, let's take full advantage of the foundation of the faith that has been laid in our lives. That's what it's here for, to rise above the circumstances. And when everybody else sees hopelessness, we see a bright light of shining hope, those of us who hope in God. This year, those of us with a strong foundation in the faith, and that's all of us, let's call on the helper. That's what He's there for. Let's lean on the helper. Let's cooperate with the helper. Let's let, in 2021, your hopes, not your hurts, shape the new year. Would you stand with me, please, and bow your heads?